So, Peter John, you're the likely new leader of Southwark Council. How do you feel about the results of the last couple of days?
I'm absolutely delighted because it's a vindication of our very positive campaign. In Southwark, we offered people a real alternative to the Lib Dem Tory coalition and they liked what we were offering. I'm absolutely delighted about that.
Any priorities for the first 100 days? What are the first changes that Southwark residents can expect from a new administration?
Well, we've pledged to introduce a housing department, and that is one of the a proper housing department. That's one of the first things we'll do. We'll have a strategic director of housing within our first 100 days, and so that people know exactly who's responsible for their housing needs and requirements in this borough. At the moment, there's a lack of clarity there, and we'll turn that around.
In the last few minutes, we've learnt the result in Chaucer Ward, which has been keenly anticipated and is probably the most electorally exciting ward in SE1. What's your reaction to that?
It's fantastic news. Claire Hickson has been a terrific candidate and will be a great councillor for that area. And I think it shows as well that there's the Lib Dem domination of the north of the borough and SE1 has come to an end. We were in contention only 250 or so votes behind in Cathedral's ward, and obviously taking a seat in Chaucer ward just demonstrates that, as I say, Labour is coming back in the north of the borough, and that's great news.
And a final question, another issue that's likely to loom large over the next couple of months for your administration is the Elephant and Castle. Residents there might wonder what the change of power means for them. What reassurance can you give them?
Well, as I said to you, James, a few days ago when we spoke before the election, the priority for us is to make sure that the residents of the Elephant and Castle area get the facilities that they wanted and deserved. So we'll make sure that we get that out of any deal which is signed or put before us over the next few months. So it will be a case of sitting down, looking at what's on offer from Lendlease at the moment. If we think it needs to be improved, we'll get those improvements.